The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. 388 years ago this month, the Pilgrims landed on these shores. They established something never before accomplished. They created the seed of a nation and its institutions from the Bible. Their education system, their economic system, and their government were built from the principles of the Scripture. They unashamedly placed their hope in Jesus Christ and His written word, the Bible, and believed that the best society that could be had would grow from it. They were right. The greatest nation in world history would grow from the tiny seeds planted in Plymouth in 1620. What were their institutions like? What made them so unique? Their educational system they took from the principles of the Bible, believing that the God who had created man knew better how to teach him than anyone else. They used the Scripture to teach their children how to read, which was the foundation of their method of education. The first letters children learned to read taught them who God was, who they were, and what His plan for them was. The New England Primer, one of the earliest textbooks used in America, revealed this. The letter A was shown beside a picture of Adam and Eve and the serpent in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then this statement followed. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. By the letter C was a picture of men coming to the cross of Christ, with the statement printed beside it, Christ crucified, for sinners died. This education system created a people who knew they were created by God for His purposes, and thus would one day give an account to Him for the way they used this life He had loaned them. This, in turn, created an honest, laboring people who didn't waste time on pleasures or gaining prestige or possessions. While there were some exceptions, most used their time diligently to accomplish God's purposes. This created a productive people which soon took the lead in the British Empire in economics. And they could succeed financially because they put into practice, a biblical economy known as free enterprise. A man could keep the fruit of his labor like the Bible taught. It stated, "Don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn." Because a man could keep what he earned without the government robbing him through unjust taxes, the American colonies became the wealthiest in the British Empire. God's way of economy works. Nothing else does. And they likewise created a biblical government known as a republic. It was a government in which the people chose their representatives, who then enacted civil laws based on the laws of the Bible. The original government document was called the Mayflower Compact. It created a simple government, which is the best kind, by the way, and that government gave the greatest amount of liberty to the greatest number of people of any government up until that time. Because the people were free from excessive government regulation, they became very creative in advancing the kingdom of God in literature, arts, and the sciences. As a result of all this, America became the envy of freedom-loving people the world over. Immigrants came by the thousands to take part in the rising of the greatest nation the world had ever seen. The Pilgrims created this kind of nation by living according to the principle in Matthew 6:33, where the Bible states, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Do you live by that principle? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our American Heritage Seminars and Christian History Tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.